Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Graham Clark, who's CEO at Emerson. How are you today, Graham?
Hi, Zach. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Bit chilly in the winter weather, but otherwise good, thanks.
Warmer climes are in focus at the moment in Morocco. Could you run us through that and what the implications are?
Yeah, so we announced yesterday we got our mining license, which is sort of ahead of the schedule that we'd anticipated. We've been saying it'd be the first half of this year, so that's come in early. And that gives us now the permission to be able to extract the resource that we have. Currently, we've got a 19-year mining life from less than half of the resource we've identified. It's a huge opportunity there to expand it. But our mining license basically gives us the ability to extract everything from the whole resource area, which is great. So that's a really big step forward for us.
Yeah, and in terms of, I mean, I've interviewed Emerson quite a few times, and I've got the impression that the Moroccan authorities are very friendly and businesslike as well. And so, you know, it's not, let's say, a surprise that things are ahead of schedule.
No, you're right. They're very accommodating, and they're encouraging any foreign investment in the country. But they understand the mining sector, and that's certainly an area that they focus on. And they've worked with us, and we've built a relationship. Our team in Morocco have built a very good relationship with the authorities, the ministries, and they've worked with us to get this permit in place, which is really good. And it is important that we have good relations in country.
Right. In terms of the shareholders, I think for much of 2020, the shares were, sort of around the 5p zone, 4-5p, just hanging around. Presumably, now that you've got this permission, things will start moving rather more quickly.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of the key milestones for this year. Alongside this, we need the environmental license in place, but that's all of the documentation was submitted in November last year, and that process is moving along. And we're very confident that we'll be able to update on that in the not too distant future. And then alongside that, we're working on funding, so that by beginning of Q3, our intention is to have all of the major funding in place for us to be able to look to commence construction at the end of the year. So, you know, quite a lot to do this year, but it's exciting times. And, you know, if we can tick off these big milestones, then the aim is that early construction works before the end of the year. So really, it's a year where things are actually starting now to happen, as you say.
And so the next big milestone is funding. After that, is it the case that this is a relatively straightforward project to get the stuff out of the ground, let's say?
In terms of the construction, yes. I mean, we have all the site investigation work to do to inform the detailed design, which is something that will be happening throughout this year. But in terms of the actual construction, yes, it's in if you look at it in mining generally, but in terms of potash mines, we have no deep shafts. We don't have any aquifers to deal with. We've got two declines, largely mined in salt, which from my experience, I spent many years of my career doing exactly that. So, it is as low risk as it could be in terms of construction. And obviously the declines to access the resource are the sort of critical path of the construction. And then we've got the plant to build alongside and the infrastructure to finish off. So it is as low risk as it could be in terms of construction to get us into operations, hopefully around the end of 2023.
And the mining life, is that a longer one than usual? Is it? How does it compare with other projects?
The mine life, at the moment we've got 19 years identified. That's a reasonable life for a potash mine, but that's from less than half of the resource we've identified. So we would fully expect to be able to double that life, which then makes it a fairly long life potash mine.
On a world scale, is this resource small, medium, large? How does it fit in?
In terms of potash, it's relatively small, and our production is sort of the lower end for a mine, a potash mine. But the important thing that differentiates us is that we're being an independent supplier into the market. Now, the market is fairly well controlled by some long-established big players. We'll be bringing in around 800,000 tonnes of product a year as an independent, which will be very attractive to a lot of the fertiliser producers. Not least potentially OCP in Morocco itself.
And I presume your costs are relatively low as well on a world scale.
Yeah, certainly overall the costs are very low, and that's largely driven by the logistical advantage. We're very close to the port and the port of Casablanca. We can export quite cheaply to any of the major markets. And if you look at the big players such as the Canadians, they've got 1,500 kilometres by rail just to get to a port before their product even leaves the country. We're 130, 140 kilometres away from a port. So our advantage is based on the geography and the logistical benefits that it provides.
Okay, that sounds great. Graham Clark, CEO at Emerson, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.